A small contingent of British troops moved into Kabul today, the vanguard of an international force charged with keeping the peace in Afghanistan's capital. 200 British troops will be in Kabul by tomorrow, when Afghanistan's new interim government is due to take office under the leadership of Hamid Karzai. He will remain in office for 6 months until a new administration is chosen at a planned gathering of Afghanistan's tribal and religious leaders. NPR's Jackie Lydon reports from Kabul.
There's a definite feeling of cheer in this rubble-strewn, broken-down city as it looks forward to Hamid Karzai's assuming office tomorrow. His cabinet ministers, including two women, are assembling in the capital. Eight members of the cabinet have flown in from exile in Rome. Many foreign countries are sending emissaries and dignitaries, and military bands strutted and practiced on parade grounds today. U.S. Ambassador James Dobbins said Afghanistan now has an historic opportunity.
I think this could be the first peaceful transfer of power from one leader to another, certainly in decades and maybe in centuries.
However, the swearing-in of a new government takes place in a city where there are still jitters about security and uncertainty about the future. Tomorrow morning, 200 British troops will patrol Kabul streets, with more foreign peacekeepers on the way. Until now, that's been a sensitive issue, especially with incoming Defense Minister Mohammed Fahim, who initially voiced objections to foreign troops. Fahim told Ambassador Dobbins that Afghanistan doesn't want to be left alone again. There are plans for the peacekeepers to go to other Afghan cities, and the international force will number between 3,000 and 5,000 eventually, and include Canadians, Germans, and Jordanian troops, and others. Ultimately, though, Dobbins said he expects that Afghanistan will police itself.
I think that an international security force will make a contribution to confidence and stability, but I think the prevention of a return to factional violence will depend dominantly on the steps taken by the Afghan authorities.
For now, those steps include pulling heavy weapons out of the city. Guns, even the ubiquitous Kalashnikovs, are now to be illegal in Kabul, except for those belonging to security forces. The international community, led by the United States, wants the tens of thousands of fighters who've known nothing but war for 23 years disarmed and trained for other jobs. All anti-Taliban fighters who remain are to be put in one national army. Many countries that previously backed Afghanistan's rival warlords, Turkey, Iran, Russia, and Pakistan, are being pressured to end their support. And the warlords themselves are talking about cooperation, not confrontation. One of those most critical of the new power-sharing agreement, Mazar-i-Sharif chieftain Rashid Dostum, has at the last minute decided to come to tomorrow's ceremony. The new government leader, Hamid Karzai, has said that peace and security will be his very first concerns. Most Afghans seem to share the hope that he can achieve both, but only if the outside world helps. Then, as one young man said tonight, "I think, finally, we will have peace." Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Kabul.